Is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Vera O'Rourke, last name O-R-O-U-R-K-E, Vera's first name V-E-R-A. Place was Calvin and Glenn in Frankenmuth, Michigan. It's assisted living. The paragraph, Mrs. O'Rourke was seen. I have concerns of a lump on the chest, abdominal wall, period. She also has diabetes mellitus and hypertension and gastroesophageal reflux disease, period. New paragraph, Mrs. O'Rourke overall feels reasonably well, period. She knows the lump on the abdominal wall, more on the right side. It's more when she gets up, period. How it can be random and it's off and on. They're always there, period. She does not associate pain with it, period. It's been noticed for about 2 to 3 months now, period. No clear aggravating factors, period. You're just above the umbilicus. In the lower, in the upper gastric area and the lower in the lower epigastric area and the and it's just above the umbilicus, period. She has diabetes mellitus, but that's doing fairly well, and she gets satisfactory sugars between 1 and 200, period. She denies polyuria, polydipsia, denies paresthesias, and denies major visual complaints, period. She has hypertension, currently controlled. There's no headache, chest pain, or any other cardiac symptoms, period. The gastroesophageal reflux disease is present occasionally with occasional heartburn, period. His osteoarthritis involving multiple joints and worst pain is the left knee, which was replaced too. Years ago, period. She had a fall, period. Pregnant has a history of depression, but she does not feel depressed at the moment, period. Paragraph review of systems, constitutional, no fever, chills, or major weight change. Eye, no major complaints. ENT, no earache or sore throat, slightly decreased hearing. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, cardiovascular, chest pain, or palpitations. GI, no vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal left knee pain, to some extent right knee pain. New paragraph, past history. Osteoarthritis, diabetes mellitus type 2, hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, fecal incontinence, depression, urinary incontinence, heart disease, pneumonia, period. New paragraph. Family history. Her father died at 75 of cancer. Her mother died at 83 of heart disease, and she had diabetes and mellitus and hypertension, period. And a sibling died at 82 with COVID infection. New paragraph. Examination. She is not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 126 over 80. Pulse 73, respiratory rate was 18. O2 sat 93%. Head and neck. Pupil equal react to the light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extraocular was normal. Ormucosa normal. Here's normal inspection. Hearing slightly diminished. Ormucosa normal. Neck supple, no mass. No palpable thyromegaly. Lungs are clear. No percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal ones too. No gout, no murmur, no significant edema. Abdomen soft and non-tender. At one point able to reproduce the bulge by having to bear down. It does appear to be a small ventral hernia that was not causing pain, period. There's no significant tenderness or rebound or rigidity. CNS cranial is mostly normal, sensation intact. The paragraph. Assessment and plan 1. Mrs. O'Rourke has an abdominal bulge which is most compatible with a ventral hernia, period. At this point, I would not recommend surgery, period. Two, she has diabetes and mice controlled. And I'll continue to see, but 35 units daily. Period. Three, she has neuropathy. I'll continue gabapentin 300 milligrams, one tablet in the morning, two at bedtime. Four, she has essential hypertension, which is controlled. And I'll continue metoprolol 50 milligrams twice a day. Period. Fiber gastroesophageal reflux disease is stable with omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, period. You have tramadol if needed for pain, and cyclobenzaprine if needed for muscle spasm, only at bedtime. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. Oh, pardon. This one. Before that, we are ordering a hemoglobin A1C in the basic metabolic panel. Here, we're considering physical therapy if there's a reasonable chance of ambulation. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.